Good evening and welcome to Audio Mo number 22, another Balcony Boo variant. I'm sitting on the balcony and using the Zoom IQ5 mic. I've only got it set to 90 degrees today, having a bit of a chat with you rather than doing microphone techniques and wandering around the house. Today's boo, I want to talk a little bit about meditation, daily rituals, and keeping oneself in a state of healthy balance and drawing love and warmth into your own life and to the lives of others. I wanted to, regardless of your religious perspective, whether you consider yourself religious, Christian or otherwise, or just spiritual, or that you believe there is something greater than yourself, or even really if you don't have any beliefs of this kind at all, I would like to invite you to hear about this loving kindness meditation approach, which comes from Buddhist origins, and it basically is, it's also called Metta, M-E-T-A, and no deities are involved in this meditation. It really is, I guess, a form of affirmation on one level, a blessing on another, or a prayer, but it's an invitation to yourself or to the universe. So I'm going to go through this meditation phrasing with you, and then I'll talk about some of the ways that it can be incorporated into your life. And it goes like this. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well in body and in mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be truly happy and free. So it's really very simple, and there's nothing, as you can hear, religious about it. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well in body and in mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be truly happy and free. Now, one of the interesting things about this meditation approach is it has the word may in it. Now, obviously, it would have originally probably been in Sanskrit, as most of the mantra-based meditations are in Buddhism. And this is the English, one of the English interpretations of that. We could talk another day about mantras, which are sacred sounds that have particular vibrational properties for inviting health and other such things. And they're really quite a different story, which we might talk about. But today, the interesting thing about this meditation, in my view, is that A, we're very much cognizant and aware of what the words mean. And what's really interesting is this meditation insists on, the approach insists that we start with ourselves. And it's a bit like when you're flying, that you help yourself and then you can help others. And the logic goes that if we don't have an abundance of love and loving kindness in our own lives, then it's very hard for us to find that in other people. Or if we do, we're often seeing a lost reflection of that in ourselves. So the meditation is done in a repeated manner. You might spend 10 minutes a day stating it or perhaps thinking it, but I think there's a lot of power in speaking a meditation or a mantra out loud, feeling the way those words affect you, having your body resonate with the sound and the meaning of those words. So you basically, when you are having trouble sleeping, can use this meditation. You know, your mind's going to places that you don't want it to go, it's not very nourishing, and you have a worry on your mind. This is a wonderful way to clear the mind, to get garbage out of the way, and to just invite in loving kindness, tenderness, safety, wellness, and ultimately being truly happy and free. Now, you may not get instant results when you do this meditation, and for a week, for example, maybe even half an hour a day, you might do this meditation. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well in body and in mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be truly happy and free. And you can say that again and again and again, and you may not feel that there are many changes going on, but it's starting to program your experience. There's a part of the brain called the reticular activation system, the RAS, and this part of the brain is really the part of the brain that finds what it is that we're looking for as we move through life. It's the notion that you've never heard of binaural recordings before, and then you keep running into people talking about binaural recordings. And after you've done this meditation for a week, then what you might do is say it on behalf of another person. Now, normally they recommend that it's not someone that you have an emotional, an erotic, or even a family relationship with, but perhaps a mentor, someone who has done wonderful things for you in the past, but someone whose life is in some ways independent from yours, where you're more dependent, we're more influenced by them than they were you. And this is a form of delayed thank you for the influence they had on your life. Now, it really does help if that person's alive. And what I'm sharing with you is the philosophy of this meditation. How you interpret and incorporate this is entirely up to you. But these are just some guidelines that teachers of metta will share. So it may be, for example, you think about this person. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well in body and in mind. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers, and may you be truly happy and free. And sometimes you might just want to go truly happy and free. And tease out the phrases. Look at each thing, one after another, and just explore how these words make you feel. Now, you can use your own wording as well. You can actually modify this mantra to something that is more meaningful, more aligned with your approach. And the word may, I think, is a wonderful word. It's this invitation that may I be, you know, may I be. And one of the wonderful things about this, particularly compared with some other religious doctrines, is that this doesn't imply a sense of inferiority, of lack of worthiness. This is really a celebration of the magical, beautiful being that we are. And that's why we start with ourselves, to invite love, to open the heart. And then we move to another person. And what people who do metta for a long period of time do is they keep spreading this further and further. They might then bring it to their family. Ultimately, they might bring it to an enemy, someone who they've had great difficulties with in the past or in the present, and just be saying, for whoever the person is, and it might be someone that you're really having trouble doing forgiveness around, just, I don't want to mention a name particularly, but may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be truly happy and free. And then you can bring it out to the community, to the wider community, to your environment. And I genuinely believe that when I'm meditating and doing things of this kind, doing healing work and energy work, and being in a relationship that is very much centered around love, care and compassion, that what I'm doing in those situations is not just creating a nicer environment for me and the people around me to live in, but that warmth and that love and that care is being radiated further out to those people who need it. Because it's often those who most need love in their lives who maybe have lost faith that it even exists, that it's even available to them ever again. So that's metta. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well in body and in mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be truly happy and free. Truly happy and free. So thank you very much. That is Audio Boo, Audio Mo 22. I'll speak with you tomorrow.